الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ورغم أنف رجل دخل عليه رمضان ثم انصلح قبل أن يغفر له، ومنها إحياء ليلة العيد. فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من قام ليلة العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب. ومنها عن اثنين صغير وكبير صدقة الفطر. فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صاع من بر وكمح كم من حر أو عبد ذكر أو أنثى. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاع من شعير، وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة، ومنها الصلاة والخطبة. فقد كان عليه الصلاة والسلام يخرج يوم الفطر والأضحى إلى المصلى، فأول شيء يبدأ به الصلاة، ثم ينصرف فيقوم مقابل الناس، والناس جلوس في جلوس على صفوفهم، فيعظهم ويوصيهم ويأمرهم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. الله جل شانه says, Allah desires ease for you, and He does not desire difficulty for you, and He desires that you should complete the number of days and magnify His name, for that He had guided you, and that perhaps you will be grateful. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, may that person be humiliated over whom the month of Ramadan entered and then departed before he acquired forgiveness. And of the adab of Eid is to stay awake during the night preceding Eid, being busy with ibadah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever stays awake in ibadah on the two nights preceding the Eid with the hope of acquiring reward from Allah, his heart will not die of fear on the day when all hearts will die. Another regulation is to distribute the sadaqat al-fitr on behalf of every child and adult of one's household. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one saw a floor of wheat on behalf of every free man in one family or one slave, male or female. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made zakat al-fitr compulsory. One saw of dates or a saw of barley, and he ordered it. It be distributed before the people proceed for the salah of Eid. And of the ahkam of Eid is the salah of Eid and two sermon of Eid. It's reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to proceed on the morning of Eid al-Fitr, and on reaching the Musalla, the first thing he did was to perform the Salatul Eid. Then he used to turn towards the people while they were seated in their rows, and he gave a sermon when he advised them and ordered them and instructed them. صدق اللہ العلی العظیم و صدق رسول اللہ کریم. مائی ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، الحمد للہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز گرانٹیڈ اس توفیق آف کیپنگ فاسٹ فار دیز مینی ڈیز، اینڈ شارٹلی وی شیل بی انٹرنگ ان شوال ویئر دا فسٹ تھنگ ول بی عید الفطر. ایکچولی دس منتھ واز دا گریٹ بلیسنگ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ٹو گرانٹ اس ٹو مچ اجر، بیکاز دا ایج آف Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was thinking that my ummat cannot reach their hasanat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us Laylatul Qadr, which is the night more than 1,000 months. It means if a person perform salah or anything good in this night, it's equivalent to as if he was doing it for more than 30 months. It means 83 years. So if a person gets this ajr one time, so he had done ibadah of 83 years. And if he gets it for 10 years, it means ibadah of 30 years. If it is for 20 years, then he gets ajr of 1660 years. And if 30, it means more than 2,500 years. So nobody can compete him then. And previous ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted too many ajr to us in this month. It was really too much blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing we should be careful of, that number one, we should not be on those people on which this month has passed and he was not forgiven. Because Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that this type of person should not be one of them, one of us. If Ramadan Sharif the whole pass and he is not forgiven about this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said three times Ameen once. And he was asked, why did you say this Ameen three times today? We didn't listen from you before. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jibreel sallam came and he told me to say Ameen on his dua. So in first dua, he said, may Allah destroy all those people on whom Ramadan has passed and they are not forgiven of them. I said Ameen. And after that, he made dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy those who listen your name and he does not send durood on you. And third, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy those people whom have one of their parents by which they can earn, they could earn Jannah, but they didn't. So these all three of are same type. And that is to be not thankful to the person or to the system which was for their goodness. So this is One is Ramadan, which is going to pass now, and we should be careful of this, whether we are among those granted or those for which baddua is made. And secondly, we should be careful about that we perform these ibadah with these actions because shaitan was in prison. And he could not do anything. Now he will become free at the night of Eid. Similarly, our nafs will feel itself free. So these two will have spring action, and they may push us to that state where all things are vanished, what we have gained in Ramadan. So therefore, we should be careful in this regard, not to, to protect us from doing such like. So there should be some planning for this purpose. One thing, this night of Eid, this is called Laylatul Jaiza. And Laylatul Jaiza is the night where some people who have performed some service and they are awarded some gifts or something like this for their purpose. So if a person does not stand in the line for that thing, so he may miss it. So one should not miss this opportunity. So therefore it is said that a person, if he is making ibadah at this night and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ibadah, he will be granted that those things. So therefore, and his heart will not die at the time with the hearts of other people will die. So this night is very, very much important in this regard. I don't think that you should not sleep in this night. Of course, one should sleep, one should take rest, but some portion of this night should be for performance of ibadah too, number one. And number two, especially, we should not use this time, we should not use this night for evils, for sins, and for bad company. This should be avoided. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awards us for something and we are doing against it, so how that award we can take? So therefore, one should keep himself away from such company where such thing can occur. And these are mostly available in the relatives and the neighborhood and the friends. So one should be careful enough to face such situation. And if he has to go to some places by virtue of connections, related relations, so then they should keep it to the minimum level to avoid some circumstances which may lead him to bad things. For example, there is your music, or there is something meeting with the mahram, and associations. So therefore, one should keep to the minimum this level, this thing, that to avoid these things. So I don't think we should not have visit to good places. Yes, of course we can. For example, if we go to such a place where there's a good scenery, mountains and greenery, and some place to sit, so we can go with the family, with children, in such a way that he is not in touch with the other people, and he himself and his family are enjoying it. So okay, then there's no problem. One can take good food, it's no problem. One can put on good clothes, it's no problem. The problem is this, that if some sins are coming as output, so then this should be avoided. Eating with the music, what does it mean? Why it is so? Is music necessary for us? So this type of thing should be avoided. And eating in such a place where there are many, many people, ghair mahram, should it be there? It's not important. You can take your food and your house. You can take your food at such a place which is you can say just like this, that sightseeing place, but it's not full of people. So one should avoid the sin's environment. This is important. So for this purpose, one can think how we can arrange this, how we can arrange such an activity to be safer and not to involve ourselves in sense. The other thing is this, that to go for Eid al-Fitr prayer, this is wajib. One should go there. The first thing at the day of Eid al-Fitr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to perform was Eid, was the Eid al-Fitr prayer. And then when he used to come for this, so first of all, there would be salat, and after that, there would be sermon. And so it means we should perform like this. And another thing that we should promote, to pay Sadaqah Fitr to poor people before we go to Eid, because this was the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to pay Sadaqah Fitr before to proceed to Eid, because they should have enough time to use it properly for feeding the children and the families. They should be having some time, so they should be getting that Sadaqah Fitr before proceeding to Eid. Better even earlier. So how much it is? It is a nisf sa, and one should nisf sa of floor, and also other things. You can ask your ulama in your area how much money it becomes, so to pay that Sadaqah Fitr accordingly. And it should be given to such people who are needy and poor people, or they are something like just like those people who can get zakat. That's the definition is this, that it should it can be taken by those people who can get zakat. So one can understand this. And as far as our time passing is concerned, so we should meet good people, we should meet our relatives, we should meet our neighbors, but under the condition that we should benefit from each other and not to damage each other. So this can be done. And one thing is more, if some Kabristan of Muslims is near to you and you visit that place, it's also good, because those people, although are dead now, but they are waiting such things, Isa Ali Sawab or the people who are going there and making dua for them and recite Quran for them. So this is gift for them. One can. I have heard from one great scholar of Pakistan, Maulana Zarif Ali Khan himself. He told me that when he used to come to his village, so he would visit the tomb of his teacher, Maulana Fullah Peshawari. He was a great scholar and he was teacher, his teacher. Once he came, but he could not go there because he was too much busy, and he reached his place, Karachi, without going to qabr of his teacher. So then he saw him in dream in the next night, that I was waiting for you and seeing toward to the road, but you did not come. So then he was having great sorrow, and after Fajr prayer he asked someone whether some flight is going to Peshawar or not yet, in what time. People ask him, why are you saying you came last night? How you are going again? What's happened? What happened? He said, oh, you missed something and I have to do that. So the pilot of the aircraft which was due for Peshawar, that was sitting in the people, and he asked him whether I should take ticket for you and seat for you. He said yes, and then he arranged it, because it was not difficult for him, and he arranged that ticket and seat. And then when he reached Peshawar, so then the car for that pilot reached, and he said, he asked him to sit with him and he will take him to the place where he wanted to go. So he said, no problem. So he said, no, I'm anxious about this. Why you are going there? So then he arranged for him, and when he went to Jahangira, and then he visited his cover of his teacher, and after that he came with him again, and in the next flight with him he reached again Karachi. So it means these are such things which one has to take care of. So if there are some cover of mother or brother or sister or friend or something like this, father, so one can visit on this day as well. And this will be having two things. Number one, he will remember this place, Qabristan, because this is the final destination of every person. So keeping in mind, this will be very good at the time of Eid. And the other thing, that those people who are in Qubur, they will be happy by him. If he recites some Quran for him and make dua for him, so inshallah, this will be, you can say, good for those people. So therefore, we can do this also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true happiness, because true happiness is spiritual, and false happiness is the happiness of nafs. So that is for short time, and after that a person feel not good. And in the spiritual happiness, that lasts long, and the person feels happy for this. There was one student in our hostel who used to be busy with the wrong music, and you can say the music related to some fahashi. So the people were too much annoyed to him, but they could not do anything with him because he was all the time ready for calling. So therefore, once we were having some gasht, and I requested him to come to mosque. He said, my heart does not want to go to mosque. So then our Amir, he said, you should go ahead and I shall communicate to him. And then, I don't know at what ground he could arrange this, that he came to mosque. And when I was hearing the sermon, so I saw that person sitting beside me on the left side. And just after the sermon, he said, my heart is now very happy. My heart is now very happy. So at the end of good thing is such like. So when we have some good activity, so our heart becomes happy after the end of that. And if we are doing some wrong, so our heart becomes sad after the end of that. So this is the difference between the spiritual happiness and the nafsani happiness. So we should get the spiritual happiness of Eid by doing good hasanat and meeting good people and avoiding sinful environment and asking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this regard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all these things what good people are getting at this day and that night. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. So now we shall be doing zikr. And this zikr is ilaji zikr, treatment zikr. So if we do it, so inshallah our heart will become clean with this. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said for every thing there is some cleaning tool. And for the hearts, the clean tool is zikrullah. So with this zikr, we can clean our heart. And it helps a lot. Hazrat Sufi Muhammad Iqbal Rahmatullah once said, we are not thinking sawab in such type of zikr, but we manage to for the people sitting on the sources of earning sawab. So it means this is the way how, because of this our heart is clean and we can perform salat with good condition, with khushu and khuzu, and also we avoid sins because of this, because by this the heart catches the sins of zulmat and noor. So therefore if something he is committing sin, so then he sins zulmat. And if he is committing good, so then he sends noor. So therefore, guideline is present all the time because of this. So therefore, one can avoid sinful environments by this quality. So now we shall be doing this zikr. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. لا إله إلا هو 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 لا إله ilaha illaho, la 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 ilaha illaho. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. We should think the zikr which we will doing now as if the idols in our heart are broken by this zikr of haq. وَجَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. حَق 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 حق 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 حق. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى اله. الله 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 الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى اله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك.